Phone Boy Speaks, episode 752, Pinball at CES 2015. One of the more interesting pieces of news to come out of the Consumer Electronics Show that's currently going on in Las Vegas is there's actually a pinball machine at the Consumer Electronics Show. Now, pinball machines have been out of favor for some time. There used to be a number of companies that produced pinball machines, and ultimately that collapsed down into Stern Pinball, which essentially acquired the assets of all the other companies, and so they were the only company making pinball machines for quite some time. However, there's a new upstart company called Jersey Jack that has actually made a new pinball machine based on the Wizard of Oz. It's actually a really nice pinball machine. I've seen it a couple places. The Seattle Pinball Museum, they had a prototype of that machine up there, and just this past weekend, I was at Dorky's Arcade in Tacoma, and I saw they had it there as well. So, and apparently, the one thing about pinball machines is that there's a whole lot of physical components to a pinball machine, and I've got a pinball machine at my house that really needs to be fixed or sold or something, but it's a mess of wires and electronics, and I mean there's just plenty of ways those things can fail. But apparently in the new pinball machine that Stern Pinballs put out, which has a wrestling theme to it, and it has all the licenses for the WWE or whatever the heck they call themselves these days, they have a lot of wrestling things on it. So of course it taps into two pieces of nostalgia, one for pinball machines and one for wrestling, which does appeal to multiple generations, I suppose. But what they've done is they've really simplified the electronics that goes into a pinball machine, which is fantastic because yes, that's another reason maybe pinball machines have fallen out of favor is because they require so many physical components. They are harder to maintain, right? I mean, than say a typical video game, because yes, they have all these, you have a ball that goes through a table and you have to keeping that clean is a pain, and all of this other stuff. I mean, it's so, because they finally have competition, they can actually, maybe do something a little bit different, and maybe now we'll start to see pinball machines come back, and arcades themselves aren't necessarily the in vogue either. I mean, there's not that many of those anymore, but it's cool to see something like this at the Consumer Electronics Show. Maybe it's an indicator that pinball machines are back. We'll have to wait and see. But it's just one of those things that I never expected, at least in 2015, that I'd be talking about a new pinball machine coming out at the Consumer Electronics Show. It's just one of those things that, well, I guess anything can happen at the Consumer Electronics Show. So it's a nice break from 4K TVs and blah blah, whatever blah 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 comes out of the Consumer Electronics Show. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.